in the gospel. And I know that Reverend Barnabas is now for the Lord, his devotion to the Lord, his consecrated life, his true life, the consecrated life. And so I'm thankful to him. My sister Hannah this morning, and since she can't preach, I'm going to come and preach. She will have to be back in the kind of stead. I'm going to talk.
Great blessing. But it's not something to do, which I don't know.
of our wealth, and that's what I hope for us to explore together. If we can ask us to address with that very explicitly in the passage, Charles Brown's riches may have to get rid of the riches, but he does give some clear directives. And so let's try to look at that. So to the point, how are we rich and thankful? Just to bring to bear for us in this focus that we are now trying to be engaged in this week of Thanksgiving. So there says Charles Brown's riches may their trust in uncertain riches. He also has a series of do's and don'ts. I'm going to read it back to you, unnerving to a congregation. If I read it to you, if somebody picks up the Bible and says, well, this is your book of do's and don'ts. Because the Bible is so much more than that. There are a lot of people who want to read it to convince you that the Bible is just a book of do's and don'ts. So
I'm Thank you. mind-boggling, actually. I thought I'd have to share, because you're probably really surprised when it's cropped up to be said Edwin Adams. The one who just wrote once, but twice. The chart of 5.4 million shares, and today the moon is gone, and Adams was on Twitter. To get. Now, if you think that
being incorporated, I've got enough money, or I've got enough credit, or I've got enough in the bank. I'd like to suggest that you might be getting dangerously close to violation of our text today. Now here's the deal, folks. Money, whether it's the giving of it, or the spending of it, or the saving of it, or anything else, is intended by God to be a test of our faith. It's the most basic test of faith there is. It's to show you get sold into the kingdom of God. This is a basic test of your faith. What you say when you give money to the kingdom of God is, God, I am trusting you to bring to me what I need that that little word have brought. I'm trusting you to bring to me that that little word have promised to bring. It's a basic test of faith to give. Well, it should be a basic test of faith to spend. Right? Change the way that you just read it. Now be not proud. And if you don't trust in your heart. And so where are you on that? I confess my guilt. How much better would it be, folks, if when you went to the grocery store or the convenience store, the gas station? That's a real test of the faith, isn't it? To go to the gas station these days. And every time there's an exchange of money and services or goods, you're able to actually say, God, just in your heart, God, thank you. Very familiar with ATM, when you try again, you are the one who gave you the power to buy these groceries. Praise God, you have been at the ease of our body, the ease of our life, the ease of Him. How much better than this facade of trusting in the paycheck that may not be there next week. Do you see what I mean? Trust not only certain riches, but not just the dues. Not just the dues. But our loving God. But our loving God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Do you trust the loving God today? There's a contrast that Paul tells us to get here. I'm already persuaded that this contrast he intends us to get. So let's camp here for a moment. There's a contrast. Money. Oh God. Okay, not necessarily all about here. Not so bad as thinking that way. Where might it go next? What might it do next? leave you, never leave you. Now finally, our God is the only one who cares by one approachable light. This great list that seems so messy about the world. I love to think about this. You see, the third part of the world is this. Apparently, as you'll see, there are many people who read about it, and that's the arrangement. There's many people who read about the God of the world and matters of finance. The third part of it is kind of a hit or miss game, right?
I'm a sinner, but the passage, and I hope you're still tracking with me. I'll wrap up
God, fulfill all His promises, fulfill all His purposes. The Lord says, bow to the living God, bow to the living God, bow to the living God.
Boom. Here we go.
Gives us richly all things to enjoy. Isn't that amazing? I'll be honest with you, if I were in God's shoes, I wouldn't give you anything to enjoy. I wouldn't give myself anything. No, it's amazing. Even people who tell me not to be very devoted to the Lord, and I have some kind of cultural belief in Him, and I have some kind of symptoms, kind of fit that description, and this person says, well, I just don't see it, and I'll fix up with all this wickedness. Well, that's a very true statement. That means you're greater, and I just don't see how God can be that line of suffering. I don't. Because I'm not patient. I'm less patient than ever I get. I thought it worked the other way, but it's not. I get the less patient than ever I get. And the older God gets, who's not subject to age, the older He gets, seems like the more there is to try His patience. And yet, look how patient God is. God will give me anything richly to enjoy the day of the Lord. The fact that God came in the person of Jesus brought the human being becoming a cockroach out of love for cockroaches. So I don't have a heart that filled with compassion. I just don't. But the Lord God has said, I'll give you all this money, and I'll give you all this wealth, all this riches, all this material blessing. And I'll give it to you to enjoy. Last. Jesus said, actually, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it all visiting the island after doing some mission work there, and the poverty was so great that he was just brokenhearted. And there were so many people begging the elders to come to him, begging them to take their babies to America, giving up their children, just begging that their children would have an opportunity in America. And he was having to refuse as he thought about to build a plane that was going to land from a dirt strip. He got to the plane and got inside and slammed the door, and there was one particular mother that he wanted just pounding on the side of the plane with begging arms, begging that she would take her baby to America. And Tony Campbell said, I thought, who is this woman? Who is this baby? Who is this baby? And he finally hit him. The baby was Jesus. And the illustration, the illustration serves us today, because we all walk with opportunities. And not everything that looks like an opportunity necessarily is, but we are all met with opportunities to enjoy our wealth. Lots of them. Let us be reminded that what we do for someone in need is a service to Jesus. That it is our Lord whom we are serving. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? Just barely imagine the joy of stepping out of that list I talked about earlier. And the first of the great Lord of the universe who owns all and loves all and has the power to do all good and faithful servant. They gave up a family vacation so that they might have an adequate house to live in. And I have a kind of cracked up house. You kind of think of all their house, but just, you know, they kind of cracked up course of life. sinful father, like a husband. So I'm not saying about that at all, but he will help out much in the kitchen. The more washing dishes and the in the kitchen. And so for our jobs, I'll pride myself and doing the dishwasher and sweeping and mopping and emptying the garbage and putting the food up and all those things. And all the time I'm like, I don't want to have this. But because the very God that gave me this gift, this hand that can wash dishes, gave me this to Jerry, I can't enjoy him because I'm taking pride in the fact that I'm doing a better job as a husband. And that's true of all kinds of areas of life, is it not? Is it not? We are extremely wealthy people, yet often we're poverty stricken. Because we're alone. But we trust in our riches, being high-minded, we're not doing. We're not doing things. Thank God bless us to hear every part of that message. Let's stand and sing at 333.